Good evening. Let's see how many of you said good morning. It's really hard to even begin to enter into this season of Lent without really talking about baptism. Baptism is probably a day that most of us, our own baptism is probably a day most of us don't remember. At the 6 o'clock service, I asked how many remember the day of their baptism. There were actually three people. I was baptized when I was 2 weeks old. That's the way it was done back in those days. But on that day, we had water poured upon us, and we had oil. We're anointed with oil. And the words of this liturgy today are, "You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever." It seems in the early church, there are writings where oil was actually poured over the newly baptized. You were drenched in the oil. We've become much more discreet and just a little thumb marking of the oil. It's always a great gift when we're baptizing in our font to see the faces on the little babies as you go over to their foreheads to anoint their foreheads. It's just one of the great little gifts of the liturgy that I love experiencing. So today we come and we receive ashes. And those ashes are placed on that same place where we're anointed with oil. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. It's also said in the early church, actually people were covered in ashes. We've become, again, more discreet with that too. But it's a very interesting thing that on that same place, that same mark, the oil of baptism, the ashes of Ash Wednesday. Because it really is a reminder to us and a call to us that Lent is this season of looking to renew our baptism. Renew our baptism. And Lent, it's an interest. Lent is this interesting season. Even those who are not from a Christian tradition seem to know about Lent. You know? Lent, is that that's that time you do things different? It's an interesting, it's a season unlike many other liturgical seasons. But it's meant to be a time for us to renew our baptism because we realize that we need forgiveness for our sins. We need to seek that forgiveness because we haven't always lived into the fullness of baptism. We've missed the mark sometimes in our lives. That's why my favorite, you know, I've referred to this before, my favorite reference, one of the rich words for sin in Hebrew is from the world of archery. When you fire let go of the arrow, you miss the mark. That's called hamartia, missing the mark. And that word is used sometimes in Hebrew scriptures to describe sin, that idea of missing the mark. And so we miss the mark sometimes. And Lent is a time for us to how can we, what do we need to do to get back to those waters of baptism? And that oil on our what do we need to do? And I've been thinking about this, you know, every year is a new opportunity for us. And one of the words that comes to me is how do we get out of our regular rhythm to do something different, to be something different, to be about something different? It's very difficult for us to change our rhythm. Last night I was at the pancake supper. And I was talking to some families and folks, and people don't always know this, but oftentimes I'm testing out homilies. They don't really know that's happening. But I was talking about Lent being this time of getting into a new rhythm. And one of the dads said to me, "Let me tell you," pointed to their two children, "this changes my rhythm." You know, and there's so many things that change our rhythm. There are some things that come at us that change our rhythm of the way we live our lives. But Lent, I think, is an opportunity for us to perhaps be proactive in looking to change the rhythm. How do we get out of the rhythms of our life that have led us to just kind of go day to day to day, and we get comfortable, and we don't want to change? Lent is that invitation. And I think that's one of the reasons we talk about Lent being a time of, you know, we talk about giving up something, doing something, something different in our life. And I think what I've been thinking about this Lent for me is, how do I get out of that rhythm that I've just gotten into, and we all get into? Here at St. Paul's, I invite you to consider many opportunities for you to engage in a different rhythm. There's opportunities during Lent. We're involved in the building a house for Habitat for Humanity with a bunch of other Episcopal churches, and we're gathering together. It's interesting, we're doing that during Lent. That's something that gets you out of a rhythm that perhaps you've been used to. Perhaps become engaged with us in some of the trainings that are happening with what we call Wake County Sponsors, this ministry we're looking to create and develop with other faith communities, with other people in the community, to see how we can work together to change the rhythms of our society and our culture that perhaps don't provide fairness and justice for all. Perhaps participate in some of the trainings we have in the Racial Equity Institute, looking at issues of racism in our culture and our society. Perhaps coming to our adult formation on Sundays at 10:15, some of the things we're offering during Lent, come to adult formation. Or come on some of the Wednesdays of Lent at 12 noon and 7 p.m. We have a really intimate Eucharist up in the chapel. We just sit together, and it's a really contemplative and prayerful time to look at the readings for the following Sunday. I invite you to come by for that. Obviously, 7 o'clock works for you. You're here now. Perhaps come on the Wednesdays of Lent as well, or at noon. Or perhaps if it's not your rhythm, to consider coming to church on Sundays every Sunday of Lent. You know, perhaps that's not your regular rhythm, but consider that. You know, or those are just ways that St. Paul's can provide you a way to change your rhythm. But perhaps there's ways in your own life, in your own families, your own community to find ways to do that. So I invite you during this season of Lent to see if there are ways for you to change your rhythm. At the 6 o'clock service, I gave the children a little project. We had a little piece of paper with a butterfly on it. And I asked the children to put their name on that piece of paper. And on the back of it, write down something as you're going to do for Lent. And we talked about that a little bit, something children can do. They wrote those down. I invited them to take that home with them and try to hold on to that piece of paper. So I'm asking them to do something, and I know I'd lose that paper by tonight. It goes on the kitchen counter, and it's gone. It goes into that never, never world. But to hold on to that piece of paper and look at it and remind yourself of what you said you would try to do during Lent. And when Easter Day comes, flip it over and take that butterfly, which is always, you know, the butterfly is often used as a symbol of new possibilities, new life, and color it in color and celebrate what you've done during Lent and come to church on Easter Day to celebrate the new life that's offered to us. That's the reason we do this season of Lent, to lead us so that on Sunday, Easter Day, we will gather here together and we will renew our baptismal covenant. Lent is meant to lead us to that. So let us get out of our rhythms, change our rhythm, whatever it is, so on Easter Day we can say, yes, I feel renewed, I feel reconnected and encouraged to go forward once again from those waters of baptism to make a difference in my life, in this community, and in the world around us.